Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I am Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. Welcome back, everyone. We're so excited you're here.
We're excited to be here, too. Right?
Yeah, duh.
Sitting across from each other again, which we love that vibe that we're giving back to each other, and the energy is just, like, contagious.
Love that for us.
I love that, too. I always talk about energy being contagious, don't I?
You do talk about this a lot. It's a frequent conversation of yours. And curiosity and judgment.
So what do you think energy as contagious means?
I didn't know this was like a quiz here, a pop quiz. I just feel like it's contagious. Like, just like our good friend COVID, it's contagious. So like if one person has it, they'll spread it. So like if it's positive energy, if we're smiling and we're happy and to be here, that will radiate to others and they will feel that same positive energy. And vice versa, when we're all whiny and not in a good mood and negative about everything, then we're going to feel that way too. It's just everyone's feeding off each other all the time.
You got it. You nailed it on the head.
Did I get an A plus?
A plus in the pop quiz world. Kat, can you believe it's March 1st?
I actually can't. I like said earlier today, I was like, it's really weird. I thought it was just new. Like, it feels like it was just New Year's and now it's March 1st. We're like almost a quarter of the way through the year.
I think it's a sixth of the way through the year. But
I was thinking like, oh, April's a quarter, but we're not even through March yet. So okay, never mind. Ignore that. I didn't get an A.
Is it a sixth? Because it's 12. We've done two.
Yeah, six.
Two 12s equals one sixth. And
great fractions, Mom.
I know. I love those. I love doing that.
You like fractions?
I do. I actually think fractions are fun. It's like one of the more fun math, like reducing fractions and stuff. It's kind of fun.
Kind of fun. I like
prime numbers.
Like, I like multiplying and like dividing fractions. That's kind of fun because you like cross out the diagonals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we're being a little too nerdy.
We are too nerdy. All right, well, let's get into our lights of the week, and we can then go into the topic of the night, the day, what have you. Whenever you're listening to this, it really depends on when you're listening. So the low lights of the week, let's start.
So my low light is actually a very unfortunate one. It is that. So I actually didn't tell anyone because I don't like to like tell people things in the podcast or in life usually because I don't like to jinx. Didn't matter in this case. But anyway, so this past weekend, I was supposed to go to Mizzou to visit Max for the weekend. And I was very much looking forward to it. I had my plane ticket booked a month ago or so. And I was really excited to spend the time with him and like just, you know, relive my glory days in college, you know? And we had been looking at the weather over the last like days and it was showing it was like kind of maybe going to snow that day that I was flying out. And I was like, oh God, like whatever. But you know, you can't really worry about those kinds of things until they become an actual thing to worry about because you like never know weather is so like unpredictable. But anyways, I'm sure you guys can tell where this is going, but the morning that I was supposed to leave, which was last Thursday, I received an email from my good friend American Airlines that my flight was canceled, and it was just a big bummer because I obviously was really looking forward to it, and I know Max was too, and he's like, I told all my friends and whatever and all of that. So yeah, so I decided, and Columbia, Missouri is not like a place that people are flocking to frequently, and it's not a big airport. So it's not like if your flight gets canceled, you can just hop on another one like the next morning. Like it doesn't work like that. So there were no flights the next day. And like there was a flight on like Saturday and Sunday, but I was leaving on Monday. So like that would have just been a waste of a trip to just go for like 2 days and waste my money, honestly. So anyways, they ended up canceling my flight. I was able to get a refund, and then I booked it for a couple weeks from now. So hopefully the weather will be okay and actually probably better because I know they get pretty good weather starting around now. Like I think it was like 70 degrees today there. So
I know. It's gosh, crazy. It's awesome. It's like you're going on a tropical vacation.
I know. So hopefully it will work out. I'm excited to actually go this time. So yeah, that was just a big bummer. I guess the one positive, on that was just that my flight, at least it got canceled like before. Like I'm lucky that it didn't get canceled when I was like already at the airport, and I would have had to wait around there and like not sure what to do and all of that. So it kind of like was nice because it allowed my day to like go into a different direction. I was able to like make plans for the weekend and figure it out. So that's my low.
I'm glad you turned it into a positive.
Thank you. I mean, I tried. And there's not like much, like it's a bummer, but like there's not like much I can do. Like it's out of my control.
Yeah, it totally is. Can't control the weather and can't Stupid control weather. Your friend American Airlines. Anyway, okay, so my low is really just I feel like my to-do list is super long. And I, you know, it's hard when you've got like so many things on your plate and you're trying to decide which one you're going to tackle when. And it just leads to some stress involving work. And, you know, it's not supposed to be like that all year long, but it is sometimes. And so that's just gives me the Sunday scaries, the Monday scaries, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday scaries.
Yeah.
I'm not scared on Friday, though. Fridays is usually the peak of my week. So anyway, that's my low. Can you guys hear Jack eating his food?
Probably. It's really loud. Just another week of stress.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, and it could always be worse, but I don't know, it's just one of my lows. Yeah, I alternate between the weather and that. The weather, though, on the other hand, would be a high, because it's super nice out today.
True, but it wasn't the other day, because my flight was canceled.
I know, but now, like today, and like the next couple days is in the 50s, oh my god, it's like you could go on your bathing suit.
Very true.
Okay.
All right. So my medium light was that I had another weekend that I got to spend with friends, which was super nice. I'm putting it as my medium because the like vibes of the place we went to like weren't all the way there. Like, you know, there's always gonna be like off nights when you go out. Like, it's just never – there's usually like a perfect recipe. You know, it's like the people you're with, the music, and then like just like the people that are there and the all around like vibe. And like I would say the people I was with was an 11 out of 10, and that's why it's my medium, because I had a lot of fun with my friends. But the other things were just not up to par. But you know what? You win some, you lose some. That's really all I got to say about that.
All right. My medium, actually, I'm going to this is like a feel good moment. Yesterday, I received an email that one of my summer colleagues nominated me for to be a part of the Women in Power program. And so now I have to look into that. But it was such an honor that this person, shout out Natalie Newmark, filled out something and nominated me. And she's just a sweetheart. She's like such a, I don't know. Everybody needs a Natalie Newmark on their team. She just like is there in the trenches. She jumps in, is not the kind of person that says, well, that's not my job, that's somebody else's job. Like she just like will jump in and help.
Yeah, she's awesome. We love her.
I really appreciate that about her among a whole bunch of things, but she's always been that kind of star person, very well deserving of the role that she has with us in the summertime. And I've been with her in a couple different settings because we worked at Z Frank together for a little bit too. So like, I don't know, I have just good things to say about her. And I feel I didn't know that I had affected her in the way that I did, that she would go ahead and put in a nomination. Like, it was really touching because I look up to her. And so she, you know, nominated me for something, and that was just super kind, and I feel blessed. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, sometimes it's nice to hear from outsiders like that you are doing a good job, even though sometimes you feel like you put so much work into it and, you know, maybe makes it goes sense. Unnoticed, but
makes sense.
So I love that.
Awesome. So my highlight.
Highlight. Who? Maybe we should make up a highlight song.
Okay. We can think about it. My highlight was that I had a really nice dinner this past weekend with my grandparents, Mima and Papa, which I know they're listening, so hopefully it'll put a smile on their faces. I guess that was another bright spot to not going to Missouri this weekend, because my grandparents were out of town the last couple of weeks visiting my other cousins in Austin, Texas. And so their flight, arrived on Friday night, actually very late for mom to go pick them up at the airport.
I'd go anywhere for them, no matter what time of day.
So would I. But anyways, I wasn't expecting to see them until probably Monday or Tuesday or whenever of this week, because I was going to be leaving when they were coming back. And those of you probably know, like, I have a very close relationship with my grandparents. Like, I see them probably on a weekly basis when I'm home. So, you know, our relationship is very special. So I was so lucky to be able to have dinner with them. And it was just like one of those like dinners where like you don't even want to look at your phone because you have so much to talk about, which is like, you know, in 2022, those mute moments are sometimes like getting fewer or far between. Like, you just feel like you always want to like not be unplugged. But this was like a moment that I like just enjoyed like talking to them. And the service was kind of slow, but it didn't even matter because we were like enjoying each other's company so much. And it was just one of those times where they were just, I think when you go on a vacation, like, I don't know how to explain it. So, like, it's one of the, like, you always like leaving, but you always like to come home.
Yeah, they say
and
that a lot.
They like, say that a lot. Like, yeah. Cause it's just, and which is like so normal. Like, you know, it's nice that they got to visit my cousins and their daughter and whatever. But, like, I think it's nice to also just, like, come home to your own bed, your own, like, life and everything, and obviously see, like, us again. But I think they were just, like, feeling really, like, grateful and, like, saying so many nice things about me and our family and Max. And, like, I don't know. It just made me feel really good. And I know that they would, like, really do anything for me. And, like, I don't have many people in my life that I feel like I could say that about besides – I mean, they're my family, so I know that – most of my family would say the same, but I think just coming from grandparents, especially because I know not everyone has a relationship with their grandparents
and
as close as I do.
A lot of people don't have grandparents.
That
either.
Too.
Some people have lost, and
I've lost grandparents as well, right. So I totally understand. So it just means a lot to me to like hear them give me like so much support and love, and just really nice to be with them.
You guys are the best. We love you.
We love you.
Awesome. And my highlight happened to be that I had a really good time last week. On Thursday evening, I went out with two friends. Haven't done it in such a long time. We went out for dinner and drinks, and then we went to see like an 80s revival kind of show with these two lead singers and like several musicians. And they played like every song you would want to hear from the 80s that like just takes you back. So like
so fun.
And my texting was like popping because I kept like sending people like this song or that song. Mm-hmm. And like that reminded me of different people, like my cousin and my like good friends that I grew up with, my sister, and like Max I sent something to. Like, not that I didn't send anything. I think I might have sent you something.
You sent me I Love Rock and Roll, which is one of my biggest hype songs.
Right. So every time I would hear a song that like reminded me of that person, I would like.
Is your phone send a dead little... by the end of the night?
It was close. but you know, just like it was so good to be with these people. My friend Lisa, my friend, oh my God, Rachel. I was gonna say Robin, like, hello, Lisa and Rachel. Anyway, I'm getting old, people. And it was just great energy, great to be with them, lots of fun, and the perfect like night out. And it was at like the Genesee Theater. Oh, it was that night that you went and it was snowy and crappy.
The night
out.
That I didn't go.
The night that you didn't go. But the weather, yeah, I can understand.
So it was nice.
It did snow quite a bit. So I would say that was my highlight. And thank you, Lisa, for bringing me along.
Yeah,
that
was so fun. I'm glad you got to have a girls' night and an 80s girls' night for that matter.
Woohoo, yep.
So fun. Okay, so now we're going to get into this week's topic, which I think similar to last week, like it's not like that specific, like it kind of can go in any direction we want to take it. And I will say it was inspired by our kind of feelings that we've been discussing over the last like few days surrounding the mask mandate being lifted in Illinois. And I mean, I don't know how you feel, but like, I don't think this conversation needs to totally like dive into like all the politics and like all of that, because I'm sure that's like not really interesting to people. And like, it gives me a headache to talk about. And like, we can certainly touch on how we feel about it, but this kind of surrounded maybe perhaps a bigger topic about like change and like how it can be really hard to deal with in certain parts of your life. Like, I know that I'm a really routine-oriented kind of person. and I get comfortable with that routine. And so when things do change, typically when things are changing that, like, I'm not changing myself, like, it's out of my control, I have, like, a really hard time with it. So, like, an example of this is, like, the mask mandate, because, like, I feel like it, to me, it just felt really abrupt, and, like, I didn't feel, like, prepared, and I'm feeling really confused now about, like, what to do with that information and just, like, everything about it. So it just kind of sparked a bigger, like, I guess, like, discomfort that I feel when, like, things are changing around me and I feel like I have, like, no control over it or other people, and how that can be hard. And I'm sure that's a feeling a lot of people have. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because we have been through so many different moments over the past 2 years that all are, like, major in terms of
– A lot of change.
And health and safety and, like, the way we were handling things, which it's almost the two-year anniversary of, like –
Literally, like, only in 2 weeks.
Original lockdown, which is, yeah, just a couple short weeks away. But, like, life leading up to all of that and, like, what that all felt like and how, you know, we had to live a certain way and everybody was going along with it. And our state was, you know, pretty cautious and writing a certain line of that in safety and in caring for each other and caring for the world and all of that. And it, like, I know it was really challenging, but it was a way of life for extended period of time. And at first it was like, we were walking into, like, this movie. Like, I felt like our life was, like, in a movie. We couldn't believe that, like, there was scarcity in the stores and, like, the wearing of the masks and, like, everything. It just seemed like the world was coming to an end. It was really scary. And there was change around that. And then we accepted it. And then there was, like, the period of, like, this is just what we do. And, like, you know, some people always say, like, the new normal. And that just was, like, how it became. And now it's so interesting because we're in a different place. And now they're, like, a few weeks ago, I don't know, maybe within a month, you and I both had COVID.
Right.
And, like, it was, the numbers were off the charts, most contagious, whatever. We lived a couple of years without even getting COVID. Now we're vaccinated and then we get it. And so, like, we felt like, oh my God, it's, like, not that it was the worst time of it, because we weren't as sick, and thank goodness for the vaccine and all of that other stuff. But it was it's crazy then to, like, find out that at the end of the month of February, they're going to lift everything. And so it was going to be mask optional. And it just feels funny because, like, we lived a certain way, and as quickly, I mean, I think it evolved in the beginning. So we weren't really wearing masks, and we had this new term, social distancing, that we had never heard of before. And then we got used to
so
that.
So weird.
And, like, all of those different things. And then it became normal. And now it's like, what should we be doing? And how to go forward? Like, do we not wear masks anymore just because we're in a better place? And, like, is that okay? What are the optics of that? Like, in some ways, sometimes I feel about that part. Like, I was walking into Walgreens before, and I usually wear my masks in a public place like that. So I started putting my mask on. And then I was also thinking, like, I'm in my neighborhood. I'm in an area where people that I know send their kids to my camp in this Walgreens. Like, I actually bumped into two campers there. Had I not been wearing a mask, I would have felt really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, there's that too. And I don't know. It's very hard. And so it's, you know, I know that change is hard. But we adapted, and we're humans, and we make adaptations, and then we move forward. And just like we did with putting the mask on and taking off those gloves that we had and not cleaning off our groceries when we came in and all of those different things, like, we evolved and something else happened. And so now I'm thinking that that's just going to be how we're going to move forward over the next few months, and until there's something else that comes up and that we have to make a shift yet again. So, right. And I mean, I think that we adapt and we deal with the discomfort for a little bit, and then it becomes like comfortable, and then something else happens and we adapt again. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Am I simplifying it too much?
I don't know. Like, maybe, but I don't know. I think the part that, like, where my confusion is because, like, okay, let's, like, flash back to, like, a year ago from now. So, like, 2 years ago, you were kind of describing what that was like.
Mm-hmm.
But a year ago, around now, we were getting our vaccines and we were getting the first dose. And then it was like, okay, like, let's wait. You have to be, like, fully vaccinated. So we, like, got our second dose. And then we waited 2 weeks. And then it was like, now you can, like, kind of do things again. But, you know, take precautions. But it was, like, this whole, like, exciting experience. And to me, it felt very gradual. Like, people were getting the shot. Like, at first it was, like, healthcare workers. Then it was, like, immunocompromised and, like, older people. And then, you know, it trickled down to, like, younger ages. And it felt very, like, natural. And then, like, you know, first I started hanging out with people in small groups without a mask. Then I started going into eating in restaurants. And then I went to the bar a few times. And then I did this. And then I did that. Like, it was very, like, it was slow, you know? And I feel like the peak of, like, my lack of care, I don't know if lack of care about COVID, that's not the right term, but, like, the most, like, casual, free was, like, 4th of July weekend. I remember I went to visit my friends in Wisconsin and no one was wearing a mask there, like, at all. But I was like, oh, I'm vaccinated now. I'm like, the cases are good. It's the summer. Like, things were, like, getting to that point. And I was like, okay, I guess I don't really need to wear one, like, as much. Yeah. You know, people weren't wearing them and I didn't feel weird. Okay. So that was, like, it was, like, very gradual, you know. And then the Delta variant came, and that's when things started to kind of go back the other direction and more people were getting sick again and the precautions changed. Like, I was going on the CDC, like, and the guidelines, like, once you're vaccinated, like, you can take your mask off and you can do this. Like, they were telling me these things and I felt better, like, they were lifting the mask mandate in places. But I felt, like, okay about it because I'm like, okay, people are getting vaccinated, things are getting better. But then the Delta variant came. And things started going backwards. And then it was like, you have to start wearing a mask again and you have to do this and that. And, like, then from, like, then until, like, last week, it was very much, like, up and down. But I kind of, like, made my own, like, own rules up that felt, like, good for me. Like, when I was in certain places, like, the precautions I was going to take. Obviously, I like you said, got COVID and, like, that changed things a little bit. But the mask mandate, like, the mask mandate never became unlifted again after Delta. Like, people were wearing them in the stores.
Right, but Delta, like, bled right into Omicron because, like, you right. couldn't tell, like, if you had the Delta variant or
which
you had
I think
Omicron.
We had Omicron, but
I do too, probably.
Besides the point, like, it bled into each other. But, like, remember, like, we were going to go to the Harry Styles concert and we were, like, feeling okay about it at the time because the cases weren't so bad. And then a few weeks after that, Omicron, like, started to come. Whatever. This isn't really, like, this is so boring to people. But I guess, like, the point is, like, it was kind of, like, in this, like, weird limbo for a long time. But I felt, like, comfortable, like, the rhythm that I was in because I was going off, like, what was best for me. But also, like, combining, like, the health guidelines. And then we get to, like, this week when the mask mandate's lifted and, like, it just felt so abrupt. Like, all of a sudden I walk into all these places and nobody's wearing one anymore. And I was just confused because for so long, like, we weren't, like when the mask mandate came back because of Delta, like, people were, I felt like we're starting to get more nervous again and, like, following the precautions. And now that Omicron is, like, getting better, like, all of a sudden it's over. Like, I don't know. I'm just confused. Like, it didn't, like, how I was describing it earlier, it felt so much more gradual. Like, you know, we were slowly doing things. And now, like, it's just, like, all of a sudden it's over. And I know it's weird because we did have COVID and we should be, like, okay with it maybe a little bit more. Like, we should feel more comfortable, like, with these changes. But it just seems like, and I get, like, people are tired of it. Like, believe me, I'm very tired of it. But I'm just confused, like, how we're supposed to, like, know how to decide these choices.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that we're going to just take it step by step and do what feels comfortable. And in certain places, like you're going away this weekend with this group, and you're probably going to wear masks, I think.
Well, it's required.
Right. So there's no question about it. Masks are required. Then, you know, you can make your, I don't know, we have to become able to use the science and make our own judgments and trust that.
But it's like, I don't know what like that is, what those judgments look like.
Well, it seems that it's okay not to wear a mask right now.
But I don't think like we as a family have decided it's okay to not wear a mask right now.
That's true, because also Corey hasn't had COVID.
But if I don't need to like air our family's choices, but if like we can't get COVID and we're like, we can't give it to him anyway. So like, why are we still wearing
can
a mask?
Can we really not get, give it to somebody or can
you have antibodies? You're protected like from the virus.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just still, I think in like a large public place, I'd probably still wear one. I did the other night, was leading up to it. I know it wasn't an official.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm doing it too, but I'm trying to analyze like why I'm doing it.
Yeah. And I think part of it is like the optics of it. I don't want to be known as somebody that's like not a masker, even if it's okay, like a non-masker.
But like, how are you going to decide what time in your life are you going to decide? Like, you're going to wear a mask for the rest of your life?
I don't know.
Like, how do we know? Like, the CDC said it's mask optional. This whole time we were following their guidelines. So like, why now are we not going to follow? Like, I'm just trying to like pick this apart because it's so complicated. Like,
I think
when people weren't wearing a mask when we were told we were supposed to, we were like feeling judgmental towards those people. And now it's like the opposite. Like, they say it's optional. I mean, I guess it's saying like optional so you can choose. But like, why are we feeling judgy towards those people when it's the same people are saying it's okay if you don't wear one? Like, I'm just questioning our like, well, and you're right. It's a lot of the optics and the politics, which is like I said, we weren't going to talk about, but clearly we're kind of moving in.
No, I just think it direction. Like, all, I think part of that is, I don't know. It's very tricky and I don't have any of the answers. I'm just trying to talk it through with you and try to and
like
make
I'm
sense
trying
of that.
To be like sympathetic. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm like, if someone doesn't want to wear a mask, like I shouldn't, like someone that I know, judging. Like I don't want someone who's listening to this podcast to feel like we're judging them if that's their choice.
No, I know, but I don't want to be either. Everybody has a choice and they are going to make their own decisions and you know, and maybe that's how we feel today. It's the 1st of March in 2022. And like, maybe by March 8th, we'll have a totally different spin on it.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff is like changing. So like all the time, so fast.
Right. And I mean, it could change back to a different thing. I mean, there have been lots of times though, we have been not wearing a mask, like you said, throughout this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, we maybe wouldn't go into a grocery store around all these people we didn't know and not wear a mask, or like a concert or a sporting event or something like that indoors or whatever. But when we were at camp and it was like we all were vaccinated, we could be inside with people who were vaccinated, we decided to do that. And except for like the days when someone was not comfortable with it, or times when we knew that there was somebody that wasn't comfortable that way, out of respect for that person, we put on a mask. But every, like oftentimes we weren't wearing a mask in the office. We had like 20 people in the office with us. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I do. But I'm saying like that didn't feel, this feels different for some reason.
And that's why does it feel different for us now? It should be the same.
Because a month ago we were in one of the most contagious times of this pandemic.
Yeah.
Two people, us getting it, and like all of a sudden it's just
everybody
over.
We knew had it, like, and, or whatever. We were kept seeing all these people that had it, probably more so than the original COVID-19 original that we knew.
Yeah, 100%. Like at the beginning.
I know.
Like everyone I know has had it pretty much now. Like I would say like 75% of people have had it now at this point. And I couldn't have told you that like 3 months ago.
Right.
It's just really bizarre. And like, I don't know. And I'm just like feeling weird.
So how does this like link to change just in general? I mean, I always feel like every year I go through like a change, like the summer ends, transition back, the office gets quiet. It's really, you know, whatever. And even just like so much communication with so many people in the summer that like I have such all these memories and all this fun times. And then like it gets so quiet and deafening and like all of that because it's so quiet. And like, so I go through these changes every year, a couple cycles with that.
I think for me, it coincides a lot with this like control aspect.
Ooh, okay.
Which could be just a Lauren Smith problem, or like maybe it's not just a Lauren Smith problem, but it could be something that's like geared towards like my personality type, perhaps. But like when something is changing around me and like I don't have, like I feel like I'm losing control, like,
yeah,
I guess an example was like these past few school years, I've had a lot of struggles with like some of my friends that I was in college with. And a lot of that was also coinciding with the pandemic. And like, it felt like everything was changing around me and like I had no control over it. Like I felt like it was like slipping away from me and I didn't really have like it and it felt so abrupt. Like it didn't seem like there was like
anything you
could have done differently. Like I still don't know to this day what I could have done differently in some of those situations. And it just felt like challenging. Like I think in the same way, like right now, it's just like all of a sudden, like everything is different. And I don't know like who made these decisions and like where it came to be this way. Like it just feels like I'm losing control maybe. But if I'm like making a change that like I feel like good about or like that I deliberately chose, like a great example of that is like when I decided to like stop doing Weight Watchers and I like made that decision, like that was a long time coming for me. It was a lot, like it took me a long time to like make that decision, but it felt so freeing and good because I like chose that myself and no one else, like no, that wasn't anyone else doing except my own, and like I have to own that, and like I did, and that felt good. That was a good moment of change for me because it felt like I had the control to like make my life better. Whereas in this case, I feel like I don't have the control. Like, it's someone else, you know, with the weather. Like, that's not out of my control, too. And, like, that trip, like, got canceled in, like, a minute. Like, I had no – there was nothing I could do.
Correct. And with COVID, you can still wear a mask.
Right. I can control my choices, but I can't control other people's choices. And that's what can be hard for me sometimes in life. Right. All the time.
We're never going to be able to control anybody else's choices.
No, we can't. And that's why life sucks sometimes, honestly. Like, we're not in anyone else's head except our own. Like, we can't understand someone's thought process. We can't, like, change who they are. Like, you know, it's really hard.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes easier, especially with this conversation, the pandemic part, is like it was nice when it was spelled out and
yeah,
that was just how it was going to be. But we have to look at like it's nice now because we can decide what we want to do. We know that – I mean, I have to believe that if whatever metrics they're using to make these decisions – if something happens in our world and another variant comes and the hospitals get full and the, you know, the deaths are climbing and all of these other things and everything else changes again,
mm-hmm.
I have to believe that they're going to make a change in our local health department and the global whatnot, and we'll make an adjustment and people are going to have to go back to that.
Right.
So
like maybe like I guess I have to like when these things happen, I have to like put myself in someone else's shoes. Like maybe like I heard someone saying yesterday about it, like you've like it could change again so quickly. So like they're trying to like enjoy this moment where they feel like they have a choice and like and that maybe is good for them. Like for me, I would rather have it be spelled out. like when they were like, stay at home. Okay. Like that's what I have to do. Like I, whatever, like I don't have a choice, but right. maybe, I mean, maybe for some people that's better. Like they feel like they're in the control when they have the choice. Whereas I feel like I'm losing control when I, when like I'm getting a choice sometimes. I don't know. I think I'm just contradicting what I just said.
You're
but
not losing control. It's the control of the other people and the unknown right. and the unknown variables that are like,
right.
you're trying to do your best so that you can, you know, hopefully like it's such a black and white thing that you would know, okay, well, everyone's doing this and I know that I'm doing my part and this is how I live and that's whatever. And like, I'm going to, you know, make this. This is just going to be part of my habit, you know?
Right.
I mean, it is so crazy. Cause like, I think back, I was like, there was a time, do you remember this? When I had gone on a run and I ordered a drink at Starbucks and I forgot to bring a mask mm-hmm. and I was like on a run. So I knew that like, I was going to be driving to Starbucks or mm-hmm. running to Starbucks, picking up my drink and then leaving. And I, and this also happened the other time when I forgot my mask when I was picking up Jack from the groomer. And I couldn't uh-huh. go into the thing because I wouldn't even go in without a mask on. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I'm literally to Starbucks, well, the front door of Starbucks, mm-hmm. into the cashier to pick up my drink and leave. It would have been three or four seconds of time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am a rule follower. That's not what I do. I don't go in there. And I figured out a way that like it happened to be like a neighbor was going in. And I'm like, I still forgot my mask, but can you get my drink?
Well, like, so, now do you think you would just, like, go in and not have one?
I guess so. Fine? I mean, we're okay right now, they say, right? So, like, right. it would have well, been like, okay.
For but example,
I was, no way would I go into that store.
The other day when I was going to the bar, I, like, decided to leave my coat in the car. And then halfway when I was walking in, I realized my mask was in my coat.
Coat pocket.
And uh-huh. then we were, like, halfway walking in and I, like, was like, I mean, like, I guess I could have turned around and gone back. But, like, I was just like, I guess it's fine. So, like, I won't wear it because I was going to take it off probably anyways when I got in there. So, like, what's the difference? But, like, that stuff just gets so confusing. I don't know.
Yeah, it is confusing. And it's all been confusing.
I guess you're right. It is the optics, a lot of it.
But a lot of it, I guess, is the optics.
Because, because I was saying, I felt like I didn't feel as weird, like, going into the bar without having one. But if I was, like, in a store and I didn't have one, I would feel bad.
We're just, you guys, what it comes down to
we're
is that
rule
we're rule
we're
followers.
Goody two-shoes.
And we like that sense of, like, being a good member person. Of society. The, you know, the person that's going to do the you know, just, that's just how I live. Like, I just want to do the right thing or whatever I perceive as the right thing. Somebody else might think that is the wrong thing. But, like, I'm going to be that person until, you know, I die. I'm
yeah,
sure.
me too.
So, you know, I don't know if it's all about protecting myself or someone else about COVID right now, but I mean, I'll do it even in like in my office. I mean, today might have been the only time that I like didn't, but I mean, because now you supposedly don't have to, but I mean, I work in this space. There's like nobody in there. It's like me and two other people, pretty much our doors are shut most of the time, but like I'll get up from my desk and I'll walk into the hallway and I'll throw my mask on, even though nobody else is in the hallway.
Right. But it's like, why are you doing that? You're not going to give some, you don't even have, you can't even give someone COVID right now. You know what I mean? Like it's
right.
so,
but that's because this is just like how I am trained and like the person that I am. I, you know,
yeah.
and it's not even like a rebelling thing. Like, I don't even think it's like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to rebel against everything. Cause that wouldn't even be what I would be saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel so good about this conversation.
Really? Do you feel worse about this conversation?
I don't know if I feel worse, but I just like feel like this is just like whiny of me on this podcast today.
I don't know. I'm sure we're not the only ones thinking
about
this.
Yeah, but I just
this.
Don't want anyone who like isn't on the same page as us to like feel badly.
And nobody is, we're not trying to do that at all. We're just talking through our own struggles. And mm-hmm. what's my struggle is very different from someone else. I don't walk in their shoes and I don't have that same, you know, same path. And this is just how we're feeling right now. We're documenting how we're feeling in the moment. And I'm sure other people feel the same way. I can guarantee you.
Yeah. And I even remember like last year we made a very similar episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I should look for it because It's very similar. Like, I remember when we got the vaccine, we were like, I think it was called like post-vaccine cognitive dissonance or something like that. Let me find it.
Yeah, that does sound right. I wonder how much has changed about us.
I know, we should
probably nothing. We probably like, and we've had COVID and all these other things, and we still,
January.
That's pretty interesting. So it'd probably be like February or March of last year.
Yeah. It's just like, it has like a COVID thingy by it.
Post.
April 7th, 2021. Literally like 11 months from now. Post-vaccine cognitive dissonance. Our focus of this episode was how we are adapting now that we both are vaccinated. Are we comfortable doing normal things again, quote unquote? How are we navigating our social life post-vaccination?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Right.
I put what I'm into, but Trader Joe's Scandinavian Swimmer.
So we
need
good.
To get those.
Yeah. But I think too, like we've tried, you know, we've gone with whatever our comfort is, and we've gone to like the least common denominator in some ways. Like mm-hmm. if there's somebody in the house that's not comfortable with it, we've tended to like go on that trajectory of what they want. And I think that has suited us well. I don't know. Is that how you say it? Like that has served us well.
Yeah.
Like that's how, and I think that's like going forward, basically the same kind of thing that we're going to have to do.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I'm not going to take away the fact that you went to that concert and had a really good time. Thank God we had a vaccine and it wasn't like a life-threatening thing and we kept away from Corey and he didn't get COVID.
Right.
Like, but we've done the best that we could. As humans, we're not going to be perfect, but like we even like up until then weren't really going out or doing other things in the public.
Right.
Before that.
Right.
Don't know. Complicated. You'd think that you would
be
out of the woods by that.
So complicated.
All right, we're gonna go through our what we're into's because I have this call in 4 minutes.
Oh my scratchy voice. True. And we've been blah 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 about this. Okay. I guess I'll start. What I am into is I'm so excited about it actually. But I made a purchase online at a website called Girlfriend Collective, which has been highly recommended to me by people that I'm in Babbage Book Club with. I've seen it all over like social media. And they are a very size inclusive brand. They make like activewear and stuff. It's like a Lululemon, but, it's very size inclusive. They go up to 6X. All of their clothes are made from like recyclable material. So it's really like, good for the environment, their clothes as well. And I've heard that they just like fit, like I've seen nothing but good reviews from people who are all different shapes and sizes. So I ended up purchasing a set of like a sports bra and biker shorts and then just a pair of black leggings. And they came today and I tried them on and like I felt like a million bucks in this outfit. It felt so comfortable. The clothes, they fit me so well. Like I usually have the worst luck with online shopping. So I was just really excited
that
everything fit. And yeah, I could not recommend it more. I will probably be purchasing more things soon because I kind of want to like switch over to like this website for like the things I buy in the future. Like I don't know how much I'll like want to shop at like Lululemon anymore because like I like this so much.
And they're good for the environment.
Yeah, I said that already.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's just amazing. And I thought the price, like for what it is, I thought the price was pretty good. I mean, it is like on the more expensive side. It's not like ordering from Amazon, but Amazon is like obviously fast fashion and we use it a lot, but like we probably should be cutting back on it a little bit. And if I can and like have these materials that I could have for years and they'll like fit me good and stay, then that's not really much more you could ask for. So that's what I'm into. Girlfriend Collective. I think it's girlfriend.com if you want to buy something.
Oh, it's not girlfriendcollective.com.
I believe. Either way, it should come up. And I really, really recommend. I'm like so excited about it.
Yeah, looked awesome on you, both
Thank
outfits
you.
And everything that you tried on.
Woohoo!
Okay, so what I'm into for this week is the book called This Is How It Always Is by Lori Frankel.
Woohoo!
I would give it, I'm almost finished, and it's going to be a 5-star rating for me. It is about a family that deals with a son who was born as a boy and lives his life knowing that he doesn't feel like a boy based on his gender assignment at birth and body parts that he was given, feels that he was born into the wrong body. And it's all about acceptance and love, and parenting is such a strong theme in this, and the way that they take this boy on this journey and appreciate him for who he is, or who, you know, who she is actually. And it's lovely, and I am just so into it, and want everybody to read it. It's also really good. I've been listening to it on a audiobook, and I really highly recommend it. So This Is How It Always Is by Lori Frankel. Pick awesome. It up.
Can't wait to read it this month.
Yeah, it's so good. Okay, Lauren, close us out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Like Mother, Like Daughter, and for bearing with us for our rambled, jumbled thoughts. If you did by chance like this episode or any of the past ones, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Please, please, please recommend it to a friend. Let them know that you're listening and that you like it, and share with them. Share it to your socials. Follow us on social at Like Mother, Like Daughter Pod on Instagram and Facebook, Like Mother, Like Daughter. And we love you guys so much. We will see you next week. Take care of yourselves and others. Bye.
Bye.